My name is Dr. Jeffrey Burke. I'm a naturopath and a master herbalist and the host of the Staying Healthy radio show. My show airs Monday through Friday from 8 to 9 a.m. I bring you the best guest in the industry and the topics that are relevant for today's health. The shows stream live at 8 a.m. And for those of you that cannot listen live, my shows are now podcast daily for on-demand downloads at my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com. The show is sponsored by Stay Healthy Health Food Store, Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer, now in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley. They're located at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Smith Shopping Center. Go in and see what a local retailer can do for you. Great selection, the most knowledgeable staff, the highest quality products, and amazing prices. The hours of the store are Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays 9 to 6, and closed on Sunday. I'm looking forward to talking with all of you soon. Stay healthy. Hello and welcome back to the Staying Healthy radio show. I thank you all for taking the time out of your day to stop by, tune in, and walk away with information vital to your good health. Learning as much as we can about our bodies, our health, where we are, where we need to be, and, you know, and what kind of a journey we should choose to get there. You know, those are things that we have to ponder ourselves. And I really think that answering our own questions and searching out that information is also part of the healthy journey. Today, we have a lot of things that we can do, and there's so much information. And I think that a lot of us are truly just trying to find the best things we possibly can to get ourselves as healthy as possible. I've learned a lot in my 40 years, and I've seen so many different changes. I've seen the world change around us. I've seen how we approach our health differently. I've seen the food supply change. I've seen the stress levels change. I've seen us go from a world where food was used for sustenance to where food is now used for pleasure and entertainment. You know, we stopped treating food like what it was meant to be used for, which is providing sustenance for our body and covering all the needs that our body has, and we've left ourselves pretty unprotected. So supplements over my 40 years have gone from something that was a fad and luxury to something that's hands-down necessity. So then it was up to me to be able to bring you companies that can bring the best of the best. And that's what I choose to bring and always have, and relevant topics. This is the Staying Healthy radio show, and I'm here Monday through Friday from 8 to 9 in the morning. Of course, every day I send you to Stay Healthy Health Food Store because similar minds at Stay Healthy, you know, basically the providing of great quality products, the best of the best every single day, and being able to stay on top of what's changing in the world, in the industry around us, and to be able to have that information at your fingertips to share with everybody that goes into their store, a full service store where you're welcomed, where your questions are answered, and you leave with only the best products in every category. That is a huge plus in today's self-service world. Stay Healthy Health Food Store, you'll find them at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. They are Las Vegas' oldest independent health food retailer, and they're in their fourth decade. Visit them Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays, 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. Remember to like them on Facebook, get connected, because that way you can stay in touch, read all their great posts, and at the same time, you can start to, you know, truly have a go-to place for everything that has to do with your health and your well-being for you, your friends, your coworkers, your family, your neighbors, because there's nothing better than learning and then passing on that information. Of course, visit their new webpage, stayhealthylasvegas.com. Scroll down, follow the directions to print your coupon that you can use at the store. Well, today we're going to be talking about minerals, and it's so funny because this is the time of the year when some people think to themselves, well, you know, it's cooling down. I wonder if I still need to provide minerals to my body. We're going to talk about that today. Nobody better, obviously, than Dr. Darren Starkey. Dr. Starkey is board-certified naturopath physician and a member of the American Alternative Medical Association. For the past 28 years, he's been working for Trace Minerals Research. He is currently their director of training and lectures extensively throughout the United States. He's considered an expert in the field of trace mineral balance and deficiency, and as a naturopath has specialized his learning and education to focus on the role of trace minerals within the body. While he is an advocate for good nutrition, he also believes that good nutrition starts in the soil and that much of the world's soil today has been depleted of the necessary elements that ensure proper nutrition. His ability to relate his understandings of trace minerals to others helps enlighten those both within the field as well as the general public on the building blocks of a healthy diet. Dr. Starkey strives to expand the public's knowledge on trace minerals, and throughout his career, he has done many radio programs that have focused on his area of expertise. He's continually searching for new ways to educate people about their benefits of minerals and trace mineral supplementation and the task they have in our overall nutrition. Help me welcome my friend, my guest. Hey there, how are you?
Good morning, Jeff. How are you?
Great to have you here.
It's been a while, it feels like, doesn't it?
Yeah, how's everything going in your world?
Lots of travel. Been to some interesting parts of our country, and I'm better because of it.
Well, you know, I think doesn't it always broaden our horizons and, you know, teach us new things? You know, because us old dogs, you know, sometimes they say you can't teach us new things. I learn something new every time I'm somewhere.
Right. Mm-hmm. If I don't learn something, at least something during the day, I think we've wasted our day, especially in the field of nutrition.
You know, the one thing that I've learned is that every time I think I have a handle on something and I've done all the studying that I could possibly do and I think to myself, okay, I have got this. No. A new study will come out, something will different. I'll go to a lecture, I'll hear a symposium, and I think to myself, really? And now I have to learn this all over again a different way? But what it has done for me is well-rounded my information banks and has kept me on the edge of my chair, not thinking too much that I know more than I thought I did. Because when I went back to school, I remember that I thought that I would just, and I was very lucky. I did finish my degrees in under a year, all four of them, because I worked really, really hard. But I did think it was going to be easier than it was.
Right.
I said, I could test out of all this stuff. Well, uh-uh. No. And I'm glad I, you know, did it the right way and learned and proctored all my exams. And I thought that was really, really cool. And but you never get to learn it all. And isn't it great that we're in a field that does challenge us to learn?
Oh, absolutely. I think my greatest, my greatest education oftentimes comes from the consumers themselves with the mm-hmm. questions that they have or that they discover about themselves and start asking questions. And, of course, that sends us on different journeys every day is to seek and to find and to answer, and it's quite fascinating along the way.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, this is the fork in the road time of the year for you and I.
It is.
This is the time when people that have been going down the left-hand side with the summer now take the right-hand road because they figure that it's cooling down and my body doesn't need minerals anymore.
Sure.
And then the people that have learned along the way stay on the left-hand road, and they actually put a roadblock up on there so they don't accidentally go down that right side road because they'll pay for it. So what is the easiest way that you can think that would let people know why minerals are important all year long, even past the visible signs of hot heat, summer dehydration?
Right. No, I think that we've had this conversation, and of course we're going to continue to have it, Jeff, because we learn through repetition, right? And I would much rather learn from repetition than to learn from trials of our health because we keep going, we keep stopping this process. But if you really stop to think about it, we lose between, and of course, you don't see your breath very often in Nevada, right?
In the winter months, it's a little cooler than you think. When you're going out to feed the horses at 5 o'clock in the morning, you're seeing your breath, but luckily, not a lot.
Okay.
We're blessed,
and that's my point. You don't see it a lot, other than being up at 5 o'clock and being in the corral. Which I would say that there's a 1% chance of individuals doing that in Nevada.
True.
At that time, right?
True.
Now, my whole point to this is that when we can see that moisture coming from our lips, that's body fluid. And we lose about 2.5 to 3 cups a day. If you stop to think about this, Jeff, through respiration, perspiration, urination, defecation, and, of course, that time of the month that women love during that time of their lives, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
There's a constant, steady pull every single day. And then, of course, that time of the month for women. Now, I don't know about you, Jeff, but when's the last time you stopped breathing since you left your mother's womb?
Never.
Never. And yet at the same time, I would say to our listeners today, that's the need of these minerals every single day. We don't stop breathing. We don't, you know, of course, perspiration is a little bit different, even though we perspire during the wintertime, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I think that the challenge is that when the thermostat drops, we lose our, you know, that heat, of course, causes us to reach for hydration. Now, when it stops, you know, when it gets cold, we bundle up, we turn up the thermostats, both in our, you know, in our homes, in our offices, in our vehicles, and we stop drinking. And I would assure you that it's just a matter of time before we get these flu-like symptoms, because you and I both know that when you look up dehydration symptoms, they mimic the flu-like symptoms. And so a lot of these individuals that rush to the emergency room thinking that they have the flu during the wintertime, when in fact they're dehydrated.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess my point to that is that when should we stop remineralizing ourselves or hydrating ourselves or, you know, putting that balance back in? And the answer to that is never.
Never, right. Well, you know, I think what happens is, you know, I know a lot of people that use your line of products and they use them in the summer and then they didn't use them in the winter and they experienced all different kinds of problems. And then all of a sudden, maybe a couple of years ago, last year, the year before that, they started doing it year round and they saw and felt the difference. And in our world today, we have to see something, feel something. Something's got to be reflected in the mirror and our energy and the way we feel, the way
Correct.
We look, for us to feel like it's doing something. And this is a great example of something that shows you what it's doing and then reminds you what you were like without it.
Absolutely. I think that oftentimes it's not until our energy, like you said, our energy levels drop, we get headaches, we can't think clearly, we feel depressed or anxious. You know, of course, ultimately, it comes down to, of course, those heavy, heavy, you know, muscle cramps that cause us to really, you know, rethink what we're doing for ourselves. And that's when usually pain is our motivator in some way, shape, or form. So I think that we're such a reactive society today, Jeff. It's not until we're in pain that we start asking the right questions. But that's why we're here today on your show, is that being proactive and educating ourselves and hydrating ourselves and balancing ourselves daily will keep us functioning the way we're intended, not reacting to a pain or a symptom.
You know, I thought we would jump in today and kind of start this from a little bit of a different angle. I was actually at Stay Healthy yesterday, and they got an order in, and I saw that they got a lot of something in, and I was talking to them at the store, and they said it's doing so well, and I think it's the leg cramp minerals. And I think the reason it's doing so well is, number one, it says it right on the label.
It says it right on the label. That's right.
And, you know, so if you wouldn't mind talking about that, because literally yesterday I had three people that told me that they either had a Charlie horse or they had a muscle cramp or their toes were curling. And I'm thinking to myself, this is bigger than most people know.
Sure, sure. You know, we have a line of sports products, Jeff, that are extremely popular, like you said, during the winter. But, you know, oftentimes our athletes, especially our athletes that keep themselves active all, you know, year-round, you know, they're always trying to increase their performance some way. They maintain these electrolytes quite well. But it's kind of fascinating to us that, you know, we have this line of products that are amazing when it comes to twitches, spasms, or full-blown cramps. But these night cramps in our aging population, you know, these individuals look at these products and go, well, I'm not an athlete, so I don't, you know, how can I benefit if I'm not, you know, if I'm not extremely active? Will they hurt me or will they help me, or, you know, how will they affect me? But we of course, come out with a product that we literally put on the label, like you said, no muscle cramps. And I think that by seeing it on the label and on the bottle, it makes those individuals that are suffering from night cramps or like you said, day cramps sitting at their computer, And instead of thinking of themselves as an athlete, we put that electrolyte into a solution that has an emphasis on what they're looking for. And sometimes reading it, you know, on the label makes all the difference in the world.
Now, who is a candidate for this? Is this, you know, because the reason I'm saying this is because remember there was a time, you and I have been, we're old dogs, we've been around a long time. There was a time when most health problems afflicted people over 60.
Sure.
And as you're growing up, you think to yourself, I've got years before I need to worry about any of that stuff. Well, obviously we know, you know, the Berlin Wall came down and so did the wall in between us and the older generation. And all of their health problems came in our direction.
Correct.
And now we got young people with old people problems, young people with old time geriatric health problems.
Correct.
So I know teenagers that cramp. I know athletes that cramp. I know secretaries in their 20s, 30s and 40s sitting at a desk with their legs wrapped around the chair, getting up quickly, jumping up with a cramp, people in bed. Who's a candidate?
Well, I think you literally ran the entire gamut.
Okay.
You know, from I heard teenager to our aging population to geriatric to our infants. I mean, who doesn't need this today? And I think that oftentimes, you know, when we kind of paint this picture of our society, Jeff, and I don't like to do this often because I don't want to dwell on the negative. I want to dwell on the positive, right?
True.
But with the, you know, we have so many beverages that are available today. I mean, ultimately, Jeff, were we designed to live on bottled, filtered, distilled RO water?
No, of course not.
Right? You know, we were designed to live on groundwater, spring water, creek water, river water. But I don't know about you, but if you've been to your local creek or river lately, I don't know of too many that want to dip a cup and start drinking and say, there's my minerals with confidence.
Mm-mm.
Right?
Mm-mm.
So we choose what we trust, which, of course, not only have we removed the contaminants out of these different types of water, but we've removed all the minerals, too. So basically it becomes a solvent at best, right?
Mm-hmm.
But to remineralize, I would say to the... Again, I don't care if we're, you know, with the choice of beverages that are available, with the choices of our foods that are available, with the amount of stress that we're under today, with the amount of medication that we take, you know, as a society. I think there's so many variables there, Jeff, that rob us every day of our electrolyte balance that who doesn't need these electrolytes back and reestablished in their health? And so I don't, you know, personally, I love that liquid because a mother can turn her child's favorite juice into a support that the child, you know, again, drinks down because they enjoy it, but mom has a sense of peace of mind that she's just, you know, put those minerals back into their children and help hydrate them, especially our extremely active children. I think that, again, you don't have to be active, just like I said, to benefit from these minerals. If you breathe throughout the day, it's a pretty good sign that you need to put those put that balance back in today.
You know, the interesting thing that we learn from this is that with all of our technical advances in this country, and actually, you know, for that reason, around the world, you know, all the way that we have technologically advanced, some of the most basic things in our world are the things that we've either ruined, abused, overlooked, or ignored. And one of it is, you know, we take so much from our planet. We rob from the mines, we take from the ground, we take from the water supply, we take from the things that are grown. But we have a tendency to, you know, if we were treating our earth around us and our ground around us like a bank account, we'd be overdrawn by now because we take, but we never make deposits back into our soil. And it's not that difficult to put things back in that revitalize the soil, but maybe it's just too much work or people just don't think it's necessary. I just don't know if everybody's really that aware that we're processing and absorbing and consuming foods that are coming from a naked source.
Yeah. Well, we've again, when you look at what's available in your produce stands today, and they're coming from parts of the world that you and I have never stood in or experienced, which I would love to, but, you know, there again is a question that we should be asking, where are our foods being grown and how long do they take to get here? You know, the whether it be unripe, you know, they have to pick them incredibly unripe. I mean, there's so many variables there, again, that we're not asking the questions of that leads us back to this mineral quest of putting that balance back in. That's what I love about this product line, Jeff, is that for pennies on the dollar, we can teach a single parent who can't afford, you know, the finest foods for their family, but can't not afford to put that balance back into them and their children for pennies on the dollar.
Mm-hmm.
It's really that simple. And this product that we've been, you know, discussing, that no muscle cramps, when you really stop to look at it, like you said, we've tried to make it as plain as we possibly can in the name, but what it offers is so much more, especially peace of mind.
Let me ask a quick question here. Do you feel that as a nation everybody would benefit from adding more minerals back into their food? Because, you know, I do. You know, and I had this conversation about a week ago, and I may have mentioned having it in the past because it seems like I'm having it more and more all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we were talking about organic produce.
Sure.
And I was talking to my friends, and they were having a conversation. I was just being kind of quiet, and I kind of stepped into the conversation. And they were like, well, organic is always better. It has more wonderful things in it for you. And I kind of just went, and I cleared my throat, and everybody looked at me, and they're like, what? And I said, nothing. And they're like, well, you might as well say it. And I said, okay. I said, organic, to me, my opinion, is that organic is not about what's the value of the quality of the nutrients in the food. I said organic to me is more about what's not in or on it, which are pesticides and chemicals. That's
right.
The way that I look at organic. And I said the thing is, even if it is an organic field or organic trees or an organic farm and a growing facility, that soil itself may be just as naked and stripped as a chemical farm 20 miles away. So are they getting more nutrients? Maybe. Maybe they're not losing maybe some of the extra ones because of the chemicals. But it's really more about, you know, the quality of not having any pesticides or chemicals on or in the fruit. Now, I know when I go back and I visit the Midwest and I eat things out of my brother's garden, when I pick up a tomato, it tastes like a tomato.
Right,
because,
exactly.
I mean, they get steer manure. I mean, they load that soil. They add all kinds of minerals to their soil, and it's wonderful, and it transfers up into the plants. But, you know, I tell you what, I go to the store these days, and I get a tomato, and I take a bite of it, and I'm just like, there is no flavor here. And I catch myself reaching for something to put on it to give it flavor, some kind of a spice of some kind.
Correct.
And so that's the way that I look at it. So my personal thing is, if you're eating food, chances are you need minerals.
And I would absolutely, I mean, you took it right out of my playbook. I mean, I no matter where I am in the world, Jeff, that very statement that you just made is truly a concern of mine, that, you know, we might, the cleanest food is one thing, but minerally enriched is another, and I think that both can, you know, both need to be addressed. But I think that there are certain farmers, and again, their life is hard enough. This is not about the farmers. I mean, I can't even imagine being a farmer in this modern age, because they have to try to keep up with the growth and the demand, right? But I would say that, again, the cleanest food is one topic, which I agree with the organic definition that you gave. But for pennies on the dollar, we can show and share and educate on how we can, again, make it so simple. I mean, for instance, that concentrate trace mineral product, Jeff, we offered in four different sizes, a half-ounce size, a 2-ounce size, a 4-ounce size, and an 8-ounce size. And, again, we try to make it so economically, you know, sound that no matter where you are during that time, you know, in the month, we make it available in a way that you can afford it that will last long enough, but assure that you're putting that balance back into, you know, again, not only in themselves, but also in their children, And ultimately, to me, that's my greatest passion, is trying to educate the importance of putting these minerals back in through supplementation. That's where we're at today, Jeff, because if we lived in that perfect world, like you mentioned, or that, you know, we wouldn't be having this conversation right now, and you wouldn't have a radio show. There'd be no need, because we would be breathing these elements, we'd be drinking these elements, and we'd be eating these elements all day long.
Now, let me ask you a quick question. What is the difference between the liquid concentrated trace minerals and the 40,000 volts electrolyte concentrate?
Great question. That is a great question. So when you look at the breakdown of that product, the concentrates versus the 40,000 volts, you know, first and foremost, let me point this out. You know, when you look at the sodium content, which is usually very important to a lot of these individuals out there, the sodium content in concentrates is very, very, you know, 95.9% sodium free. And when you look at the 40,000 volts, again, that is our liquid electrolyte. So I would say to a consumer that taking the concentrates at meal times would be like adding that raw balanced diet from a mineral standpoint to their diet. And then for those individuals wanting to reach for that sports drink, why not reach for something pure that you can put into your water that turns it more, you know, that truly turns it into an electrolyte support, and that's where the 40,000 volts would come into play. So you have one that's kind of food-based from a trace mineral concentrate as compared to a liquid electrolyte that helps replace those. And I think that we're getting more and more aware of what's available in these different sports drinks today that's basically not in them that we should be concerned about, and that's what that 40,000 volts brings back to a concerned parent or a parent trying to bring back that natural support without all the sugar and dyes and colors.
Okay.
That makes sense?
Yeah, it does. No, it makes great sense. And on that note, we're going to take our break. Today is Dr. Darren Starkey representing Trace Minerals Research and, of course, always enlightening. You know, because we need to learn and we need to be reminded, because, you know, we're human and we tend to forget. So I'm going to make sure I remind you as often as possible. We'll take a break. We'll be right back with Trace Minerals Research and Dr. Darren Starkey. Stay tuned.
Name your most prized possession. Is it your home, your luxury car, or maybe it's your 300-foot-long yacht you take out on the weekend? Truth is, none of these are the right answer. Your most prized possession is your health. Think about it. When your stomach's upset, you can't enjoy anything. Not your home, your car, or even relaxing on your yacht. Take care of yourself with Natron's Healthy Trinity, the probiotic supplement designed to keep your digestive system in balance. Natron is the probiotic pioneer. It established the probiotic category in the health food industry. Healthy Trinity is doctor recommended, hospital accepted, and improves the quality of your life. Natron Healthy Trinity is the premier probiotic, helping with regularity, occasional indigestion, upset stomach, and embarrassing gas. Healthy Trinity works.
Available at Stay Healthy, 840 South Rancho at Charleston, in the Smiths Town and Country Center.
Hello, this is Jeffrey Burke, the host of the Staying Healthy radio show. I've been recommending Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract to people for many years now. Actually, decades. With over 700 peer-reviewed published scientific papers on everything from immune function to cholesterol, homocysteine, high blood pressure, and overall cardioprotective effects. Organic and odorless Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract is the only truly odorless garlic supplement guaranteed not to upset your stomach or give you that embarrassing garlic odor. Available in capsules, tablet, and liquid. With many different formulas, choose the one that's right for you and for your individual health care needs. So do what I do. Eat right, exercise, get plenty of rest, and take Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. Your heart will love it. Available at Stay Healthy Health Food Store here in Las Vegas, 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center. You can also get more information at www.kyolic.com. Have you had your Kyolic today?
Are you taking too many oral pain pills and concerned about side effects? Are you having trouble getting to sleep because of the pain? Well, Lou Paradise had the same problems that you have. He cured his pain. He eliminated pain pills and their side effects by developing Toprasin Pain Relief and Healing Cream. Toprasin relieves pain without side effects. It doesn't burn, doesn't smell, and it doesn't stain. But don't just take our word for it. Doctors, pharmacists, and pain specialists are using and recommending Toprasin and ending the suffering for thousands of people just like you. We know you hurt, and we want to help. We're so sure that Toprasin will work for you that we offer a money-back guarantee. So if you want pain relief with no side effects, ask for Toprasin. Toprasin is available at Stay Healthy 840 South Rancho at Charleston. Ask for Toprasin and visit Stay Healthy today. Toprasin, the last pain medicine you will ever need. And you can sleep on that.
All right, I'm back. I want to remind you to head over to Stay Healthy Health Food Store. Stay Healthy is your one-stop full-service location for everything health and nutrition. Remember to take the time to bring your questions with you because you get to work with the most knowledgeable staff with the best customer service, all of it in a full-service environment in the middle of a self-service world. Stay Healthy, Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer, in their fourth decade in the Valley. Visit them Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays, 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. You'll find the store at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center. Today, we're talking with Dr. Darren Starkey, and we are talking about the line of products from Trace Minerals Research, always available at Stay Healthy Health Food Store. We talked about the leg cramp formula. We were talking about the 40,000 volt and the liquid concentrated trace mineral liquids and the differences between them. A question came in during the break, Darren, and the lady wanted to know, she said, what about some of us that work outside in the summer all the time, and then in the winter we're still working outside but we don't have the heat? My husband uses both the 40,000 volts and the trace minerals. Is it okay to use both?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, again, just because it's not hot outside and we're still we're still functioning, we're still working, we're still perspiring, even though we don't feel the same heat, it's so important. I mean, again, I don't care if you're a world-class athlete or a professional couch potato. We need these, we need that balance back into our bodies every single day. And why not protect the body? I mean, I'll tell you what sometimes concerns me, Jeff, is that we have these consumers that, you know, they take their supplements at breakfast because that's the convenient time, right? And yet they're done for the day with their supplementation. And I always have to ask the question, does that mean that we quit breathing after breakfast or stressing after lunch?
Mm-hmm. Got it.
Right? So I think that ultimately, you know, there's, again, so many different variables on the table here. You know, we have those individuals that are, you know, high stressors. You know, no matter what their day brings, they're stressing about something, you know. So I would say that not only are we supporting body loss through body function, but I think that there's some, you know, just our way of life today. I think that, again, whether it be medication use, whether it be high stress levels, whether it be, dehydration, there's so many different reasons why we should be taking these throughout the day, every day.
Mm-hmm. You know, you think about how your body works, and with all the intricate bones and muscles and ligaments and tendons, you know, that would be probably enough if you understood it, you know, the importance of having these trace minerals. But then you start thinking about these things work on your stomach, they work on your organs, they work on your brain, on your concentration, they work on almost every enzymatic action within the body. And, you know, if you don't have them, you know, what's going on in there? I mean, how are these things functioning if we don't have the proper things to make it work well?
No, that's a great point, you know, because, again, if our output of these minerals are greater than our input and we're not supplying that input because, again, what's not available in our soil or what's not available in our foods or what's not available in, the beverages that we're choosing to drink, our bodies literally have to rob the cells, the tissues, the organs, and eventually the bones just to maintain the homeostasis of the, you know, the blood or just that balance within the body. So I would say that, again, if we're not supplying it, our body's robbing it, and it's just a matter of time before we respond to a a symptom that we're not aware of.
Mm-hmm. No, I agree 100%. And I think that once we learn a little bit more about minerals and, you know, and I think I've said this almost every single show that we've ever had, is that, you know, most people think about vitamins first and solar.
Sure.
And they don't think about minerals. It's just kind of something that just kind of goes along, you know, for the ride. And we just we don't think about it as much as we should. I wish we thought about it more.
I hear these individuals, Jeff, that have, you know, had their health food stores for years. And, you know, one of the comments that I think is quite interesting after our trainings is, you know, we should probably rename our stores today, not the vitamin stores, but the mineral stores.
Mm.
Reemphasize the need for minerals and the vitamins will follow. But without those minerals in the body, those vitamins are basically useless to us. And I know that our multivitamin consumers don't want to hear that. But again, minerals are so important to our overall well-being. There's, like you said, there's not a cellular function or an organ function or a tendon or muscle or brain function that doesn't use these minerals to help that function, you know, properly.
Mm-hmm. So now quick question. This just can't, I can't have a show without talking about this. She says, I go back and forth between the liquid and the power packs.
Mm-hmm.
Recently, I started adding the liquid to my beverages I drink during the day, and I also have myself two sweet mineral fixes during the day with my power packs, one in the morning and one in the mid-afternoon. I feel so much better with both of them. Everybody thinks I'm crazy for doing both, but I'll tell you what, in the middle of a Zumba class the other day when three of my friends got cramps, I didn't.
Correct. And, you know, I love that concept because what's important to her, you know, that I love how she states that, you know, she gives herself a sweet fix. And again, there's less than 1 gram of sugar in that whole packet. And there's 13 different flavors to choose from. You know, we've tried to make it available in those power packs to reach all. I mean, we know that, again, there's not enough flavors to meet everybody's taste preference, but I think we've covered the, you know, a pretty wide selection of both the berries and the citrus to give a choice, right? But I love how she stated that she, you know, it's a treat to her, and it should be,
mm-hmm.
because not only is she enjoying it taste-wise, but her body, her, you know, her cells are bathing in that electrolyte bath that will give her, just like she said, one of the important things to her, Zumba, and to be able to withstand a class and stand tall at the end without, you know, cramps or twitches. That's a pretty good example of what we're capable of.
Another thing just came in, and I know how to answer this, but I'd love for you to do it. Can I add the liquid trace minerals to any beverage, including coffee or tea?
Well, that's a great point. Typically, when we stop to think about it, a lot of our coffees out there are quite acidic, right, by nature.
Mm-hmm.
I love recommending putting it into coffee because it helps neutralize,
mm-hmm.
helps balance. But not only putting it into coffee, into teas, I don't care what they put it in, honestly, Jeff. As long as they're putting it in, I think that the benefit, they themselves, you know, again, I say this all the time, and I've heard you say it on as many times, you know, we are our greatest physicians.
True.
We know who, you know, when we look in the mirror and we know what we're trying to overcome or what we're contending against or what we're trying to resolve, who's the first one to know that? If we're asking the right questions, it's the one looking in the mirror. So the question I would have to them is, how do they feel after putting it into their different beverages? And ultimately, if they're paying close attention, Jeff, they won't stop.
Huh. You know, the thing about this that's very enlightening is that we've always needed them. They've always been important. And as they faded away, we haven't noticed how much different we feel. Because we feel differently because of the fact that we've learned how to accept this
adapt.
Mediocrity of our health.
Correct.
And we need to be fighting it, not accepting it.
We laugh about this statement, but I truly believe it's true. You know, you were born a Ferrari, and oftentimes we settle for a push mower.
Uh-huh.
You know, we push through the day when we're designed to do so much better, and it's not until we start to implement and reestablish and rebalance because of our knowledge that puts us back into that Ferrari seat the way that we were designed. So I guess the question is, are you tired of being a push mower? Because if we keep pushing day in and day out and expect something to change without making those changes, you know what Einstein called that, Jeff?
Insanity?
Insanity, yep. Insanity. And I think that through marketing that's available in our marketplace today, I think that we sometimes feel insane by, you know, after reading it because we don't know what to do with it.
Yeah.
But going back to the basics, I don't think we can break the body down any more basic, Jeff, than what these trace minerals offer. That is the true basics, back to the basics that our bodies need from a health standpoint.
Okay. Now, another question is, how do you feel about people using these when they travel?
Oh.
Like, especially for long rides, planes, trains, and automobiles?
Mm. That's one of my favorite topics because I travel around the world throughout the year. And what my body needs while I'm traveling, you know, whether it be from coast to coast or whether it be to China or, you know, whatever continent, I am amazed at what my body needs because, again, the worst-case side effect if you take too many of those minerals at one time, Jeff, I think we've all experienced at least once, and that's a loosening of our bowel. And I think that as a society today, I think that we all personally need a good mineral bowel flush. I think we would get our health back. I think we'd think better. I think we'd be kinder to one another.
Mm-hmm.
But what our bodies are in need of, listen to that gut. That is our barometer. And we can literally dial it into what our body's needs are, especially those travelers. I think that there's not only the environment in which we sit, you know, on those planes for long hours, but, you know, I just don't think we get enough nutrients to protect ourselves from a lot of these different traveling conditions.
Hmm. Yeah, I do think you're right. This is interesting. It says, you know, my kids go to a private school and I'm allowed to send vitamins and things with them. And every day I send them a bottle of water and a power pack and they add it to their bottle of water and shake it up. They think it's fun. All the other kids think they're getting this wonderful treat, which they actually are. But I had to approve it with the nurse and everybody at the school. But they take one every single day, and they've been doing it for a couple of years, and they're now 11 and 12.
Sure.
I love that.
I love that concept of training because I promise, you know, that those young people will continue to do that because when they see their classmates around them sniffling and coughing and missing school, because of you know, a bug going around, I would love to ask that mother a question right back. How many times has her children missed school since she's been doing it?
Yeah, I think you're probably right. I think what ends up happening most of the time is a lot of people are learning along the way, and then all of a sudden for them it's just easy because it's been part of the routine.
Correct.
And then other people have not done anything, and all of a sudden they see the change and they back away because change is not a pretty word.
Correct. Yeah, you know, I agree with you. I love the concept there that, you know, and we've talked about this before because of some of our questions that have been asked, but I love the fact that they don't ask questions. They tell us what they've been doing with it, right? And it educates us, like the mother that loves to put it into her water dispenser for her team. I love the mothers that love to put fresh squeezed juices with the minerals in an ice tray and, you know, bring them out for a snack or to you know, of course, sweeten or to refresh water that they know is not balanced. But I think there's so many different wonderful ways that we can do this together and learn together that work for not only our children but for our aging parents, because they seem to be the I think they're as hard to work with is our young children. I don't mean that disrespectfully, but I think that sometimes our aging parents get into a state of mind where, you know, we have to disguise, we have to put into their diets, you know, things that they enjoy, but be able to put these minerals in conjunction with it. And to me, that's a win-win situation.
Yeah, I think it is too. And the other part of this is learning that your body needs to function throughout the year with some moderations, but the basic foundations don't change with the calendar.
Correct.
Or with the heat index.
Correct.
And I think that's a little hard for us to swallow, but once we get it, I think we get it.
It's kind of funny. So I just got back from that Expo East there in Baltimore, Maryland, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's not quite as busy as our show in Expo West in Anaheim, but as we're standing there shoulder to shoulder, elbow to elbow, in front of that light demonstration and that pH demonstration that we do in our booth,
mm-hmm.
you know, when I bring up with these individuals that, oh, by the way, we're breathing each other's body fluids right now, isn't that a disgusting thought?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and everybody kind of backs away from everybody, kind of, you know, look at each other as though that's not the most comfortable thought. But my point to all this is that just because we can't see it, just because, you know, and of course it's not until you want to clean your glasses with a breath, right?
Right.
That we start to see it. But to be able to emphasize to our listeners that, you know, if we're, our whole goal here is to help put that balance back in place. And I don't care what we construct with our nutrients. I don't care what we decorate our diets with. But if our foundations are crumbling, what good is the structure of the decorations, right? And to me, these minerals bring back that foundation with good, you know, if we're putting the hydration in and we're putting the mineralization, that's the concrete to our foundation that we have to get back to. And the rest will, you know, as long as that foundation stays sturdy and firm, Jeff, we can continue to decorate and build. But it seems like today in our society, we do more decorating than we do foundational, you know, building.
Question came in. Can I add this to my smoothie in the morning?
Oh, perfect.
Okay.
No, there couldn't be a better way to mask that, those minerals, whether you put the concentrates as a food, you know, bringing back that mineral balance or putting it in as a sport aid, right, with the 40,000 volts.
Mm-hmm.
So there's some wonderful things that you can do with those smoothies, not only to disguise it, but to put that balance back into your family without them even knowing.
Oh, you're going to love this. It says, I have a landscaping business and I have 4 trucks that are out every single day. And I do lunch for my staff every day. So they bring in the trucks and they come in and I always have a nice spread. And they love chips and salsa. So every day I have individual bowls with chips and salsa. I add the trace minerals to the salsa.
Perfect.
And somebody just leaked out and actually told everybody what I was doing. And they were like, we always wondered why we had so much energy in the heat in the afternoon after we ate. So she goes, I have it in the lemonade that I have on the trucks. I have it in the drinks that we have there because I want them to feel revitalized and not be wrung out. And my crew never gets sick.
Well, I think that at that point, too, from a business owner standpoint, I guarantee you that if you were to, you know, just by that little testimony there, she's not running her staff to the, you know, to the Instacare.
That's right.
It sounds like to me that they enjoy their lunch, and of course, at the end of the day, when it's, to me, that's the most important. I don't, you know, the first of the day is not what I'm interested in. It's the end of the day. It's the
mm-hmm.
fourth quarter. It's the, you know, the last of the race. That's what I'm most concerned about because that's when our bodies need it most. But if we're prepping and we're putting it in consistently, you know, at the end of the day when we go home to our families, I want there to be enough energy to be able to help, you know, that individual support their family and not feel like they're, you know, like they've just been wrung out of a dishwasher. And I think that that's where a lot of our, you know, those individuals that have that knowledge of being able to support not only themselves, but those that they love around them. And that's when it becomes exciting.
Well, I want to thank you, my friend. Thank you for being here today, and hopefully you get a little downtime before you're back on the road again, but I know you'll be out again doing what you do and teaching the world, and I love that you do that because it's an ever-ending job. It's going to be continual because everybody's going to still need to be taught and educated, and then they get to appreciate all that knowledge once they have it.
No, thank you, Jeff, for the platform that you offer, and again, thank you for all that your knowledge, and we appreciate your enthusiasm.
Thank you very much. Be well, my friend.
Yep.
My guest today, Dr. Darren Starkey, representing Trace Minerals Research. Of course, all the products are available at Stay Healthy Health Food Store. The leg cramp formula, which is liquid, it's really, really good. And I'm getting some amazing feedback from people that are now using it and have been using it because I kind of put it out there just, you know, getting some feedback from some of the folks. And it's been really, really solid. Great feedback on the 40,000 volts. Great feedback, of course, on the concentrated trace minerals. And, of course, all the individual packets of the power packs and the great flavors that go along with it. Because let's say you're someone that, you know, you don't want to mess around with the liquids. You just want to be able to get electrolytes. But you also like the taste of something in your water. Pick up those power packs. I think there's 12 or 13 different flavors. You can definitely try them. Carry them with you. They're great on a plane, a train, and an automobile. You know, they're nice to have with you because they really do taste incredible. You think you're drinking something that you shouldn't be drinking, but you're actually drinking something that your body loves and you're really going to appreciate. So, you know, those are good things to know along the way, and your kids are going to love them, and your troublesome palate individuals are going to love them as well. So make sure to try out those power packs. Stay Healthy Health Food Store. In their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley, they are Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer, and they do it right every day. The most knowledgeable staff, the best customer service. Get your questions answered and have your go-to people in the health and nutrition field, the people you can go to every time you've got questions for the great prices and the awesome selection of only the highest quality products, because that's all they'll carry. You know, you'll never hear me say anything bad about a company and their products, and if they're not up to par, I just don't talk about them, because there's too many awesome companies that do it right that think about us, the consumer, first, because that's important. Using great raw products, having great training, having consistency of formulations, you know, being visible, having labels that are easy to read, and having great quality in their laboratories from start to finish, and the product that ends up on the shelf at Stay Healthy, you know, great quality and consistency, that's important. You know, after 40 years in this field and 37 years on the air, you know, you get a little stuck in your routine of searching out only the good stuff. And there's plenty of it to talk about. And of course, the line from Trace Minerals Research, they're there and they do it right and they have the longevity as well. So visit the store at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. They're open Monday through Friday from 9 to 7, Saturdays 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. Remember to visit their new webpage. It's under construction. They're still building it, but it's coming along great. The coupon is live and active, so scroll down on the homepage and, you know, follow the directions and print a coupon to use on your next visit to the Stay Healthy store. And you know the other thing? Become friends with them on Facebook. Their posts are educational. They're you know, reminding. They're comical. They're enlightening. And they also talk about the store and what's going on in the store, what's going on in the industry, and giving you fingertip information that is really, really easy for you to utilize, and great posts every single day. So give them a thumbs up. You'll be glad that you did. I want to thank you for tuning into the show. It's the Staying Healthy Radio Show here Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 in the morning. Remember, if you can't tune in live, take the time to, you know, go to my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com, where you can download the on-demand podcast, courtesy of my great producer and Lotus Broadcasting. So you never have to be without the show. If you go to my Facebook in the morning, you'll see what the topic is going to be, and that if you have to miss it, you don't. Go to my webpage and download the podcast. Have a great day, everybody. Be well, and God bless. Thank you for tuning in to the Staying Healthy Radio Show. Remember to tune in Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 a.m. for the most up-to-date, relevant information on your health with the best guest in the industry, helping all of us to get healthy, be healthy, and stay healthy. For your convenience, podcasts of the show are now available at my website, drjeffreyburke.com. Simply click on the archive icon to make available on-demand podcast downloads. Make sure to visit Stay Healthy Health Food Store for all your nutrition needs. Stay Healthy provides reliable, responsible, relevant service every single day. I look forward to talking with all of you soon.